Welcome to the STC podcast, a short reflection, prayer, and carol for this Christmas week.
Tuesday, the 24th of December. Hi, everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Tuesday's podcast at STC. This is not just any Tuesday, but Christmas Eve Tuesday. Yes, it's time to get excited. This is the final podcast before the holiday. But we begin our 2020 podcast on Monday the 6th of January. Now, did you know that this year we've had nearly 250 podcasts from STC? So a big thank you to all our staff team for all their hard work in producing these podcasts. And I know it is hard work doing this, but it enables us to connect with God every weekday through Bible reflections, prayers, and worship songs. You are indeed an amazing team. Thank you so much. Here's a reflection on this Christmas Eve. We're still in the season of Advent. Yes, we are actually. And I'm sure you know that it comes from a Latin word, Advent, which means coming. Advent is the annual reminder of the three comings of Jesus. First, the coming of Jesus as a baby. And we celebrate that tomorrow on Christmas Day. Second, the coming of Jesus personally into our lives. And that happens constantly. And finally, he's coming again as king of this world. It's a season of expectation and preparation, but most of all, Advent teaches us to wait. Here's the Bible verse for today. It's John 1 verse 14 from the Message Bible. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. And we all live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love that phrase. The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. You see, Jesus identifies with us. He knows our human condition. He's lived it. He knows joy and sadness, and he knew weariness, excitement, being alone, friendship. Jesus lived in our world. He was flesh and blood, yet he was fully God. As a child once said in a school Christmas assembly, Jesus is God with skin on. Now that is an amazing theological statement. When Jesus speaks, God speaks. When Jesus appears, God appears. Jesus is not just a good person or a great teacher or a moral philosopher, as some would have us believe. Here is an amazing controversial truth. Jesus is God. He came to redeem the world, to put us right with our Creator. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I've reflected many times this year as I've watched the news in this challenging time. On a world so much in need of a Saviour, of a church so much in need of its Lord, and particularly a young generation desperate for hope. And that final challenge is with me most days, as Tricia and I pray for our children and grandchildren, and actually we pray for all our young people at STC. There have been times this year I've so longed for Jesus just to appear and sort things. And do you know what? Often he has, but many times I've had to learn again the discipline to wait. And Advent is about waiting. And it's often hard to wait, but waiting is so necessary. And I've learned that waiting works. Years ago, we had a dream here at STC that every teenager in a secondary school in South Yorkshire would have the opportunity to hear about Jesus. How he knows and loves them, and how he has a plan and a purpose for their lives. The school's ministry of Shine was born out of this vision, and an amazing work they have done indeed. And multiply Shine by a factor of 10 plus, and that's the Hire Tour, which took place earlier this year. Partnering with our friends from The Message Manchester, we did see over 16,000 teenagers in our region impacted by the gospel of Jesus. It was indeed the greatest Christian schools mission in a generation in this area. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. It was truly amazing. All this happened through vision, hard work, and sacrifice, but also by being willing to wait. You see, doors have opened at the right time in this vital work because we've learned to wait on the Lord in prayer. And doors are still opening, enabling our STC youth team, led by Liam, to continue this work. Advent helps me understand again this spiritual discipline of waiting. Because the Word became flesh and blood and moved into my neighbourhood. And as I wait, I, on this Christmas Eve, I'm asking Jesus to prepare me to encounter him afresh as a husband, a father, a grandfather, a church leader, a colleague, a friend. But you know what? Mostly, as an often weary disciple, trying to do his best, pressing on to follow the call of God, and waiting to receive the Lord's empowering presence every day. I'm asking Jesus to move into my life. What about you? The Word became flesh and blood and moved into my neighbourhood. And Jesus knows that life is often a battle. And we do sometimes get weary. With Jesus, we don't need to be perfect or always wonderfully organised or have it all sorted. We just need to be available and open the door of our lives and ask him to come in. You see, he's already in the neighbourhood waiting for our invitation to come in. And Jesus is ready to move in. And he doesn't come for a short stay Christmas visit like relations or gone when the wise men have left and the trees taken down. Jesus has come to stay for life. And on this special day, this Christmas Eve, we remember again that Jesus is coming. No matter what you feel like, whether it's been a great year or challenged by illness or something that's not happened you so wanted to happen. Because this day we wait with expectation for all that tomorrow, Christmas Day 2019, will bring. And even more, dear friends, there's a brand new year, 2020, just around the corner. It's fresh off the shelf of heaven, full of blessing and opportunity, just waiting for you and me as we wait for the Lord. Hallelujah. So here's a prayer for Christmas Eve as we wait. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Thank you, STC, for being an amazing church. From Trisha and I, we love you all. God bless you and happy Christmas, everyone.